I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. This afternoon at 1, Atlanta's mayor will hold a press conference on transparency at City Hall. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports this comes after the entire cabinet was asked to resign.
Monday morning, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms asked more than 24 department heads to hand in their resignations. By the end of the week, she will decide who gets to stay and who will move on. The city's communication director announced her resignation Monday, and the chief operating officer stepped down last week. It's a normal time of transition for new administrations, and Mayor Bottoms foreshadowed the review when she took office in January. But the changes come in the wake of a crippling cyber attack on city computers and an ongoing federal probe into bribery at City Hall. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
As part of that ongoing City Hall bribery investigation, an Atlanta man who threw a concrete block through a city contractor's window and left dead rats at his home was sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison for obstructing the federal probe. Shanderick Barnes pleaded guilty in November as part of the ongoing investigation into a pay-to-play scheme for city contractors. Prosecutors say Barnes threatened contractor Elvin R. Mitchell Jr. to keep him from cooperating with investigators. A lawsuit is challenging Macon-Bibb County's decision to delay a special election. The Telegraph reports Gary Bechtel resigned his county commission seat in March so he could run for state representative. Elections board members say it would cost $20,000 to hold a special election in May, so they want to delay the election until November. But school board member Daryl Morton has filed suit asking the court to hold election officials to the standard of filling the vacant commissioner's seat within 60 days. An analysis released this week shows Georgia women lose a combined total of $26 billion every year to the gender wage gap. Conducted by the National Partnership for Women and Families using census data, Georgia's wage gap between men and women is listed at 18 cents per dollar. Georgia's gas prices are down fractions of a penny from last week's high, but drivers are paying 16 cents more than last month and 30 cents more than this time last year. AAA says regionally, prices are the highest they've been in 4 years. The most expensive gas is in the Hinesville, Fort Stewart, and Brunswick areas, where the average price is $2.63 per gallon. And finally today, hundreds of people marched from Martin Luther King Jr.'s tomb to a memorial service at the state capitol to mark the 50th year anniversary of his funeral. GPB's Emily Curitan reports.
Belinda Swain sings with marchers on the way to the service. She remembers her days as a housekeeper for a white family. She remembers the first time she was served at an Atlanta lunch counter. And she remembers when Dr. King was shot.
And I just cried a whole week, I guess, because every time I thought about it, it made me cry. He made me more positive and more aggressive and more forceful that I don't give up.
Swain says King's death didn't make her angry, but it did help her learn to forgive. She walked a mile in the march led by King's friends, family, and fellow civil rights leaders. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.